In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, middle age is when work is a lot less fun, and fun, a lot more work. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have two very interesting people with us today. Deborah Stockton, she is editor of Voice, which is the magazine of Virginia Independent Consumers and Farmers Association. We have Greg Neuendorp, and his name is very familiar to our listeners, if you are a regular listener, because he is a gentleman that has been harassed by the Michigan Department of Agriculture over TB testing of his cattle. Deborah, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you.
And Greg, good to have you along with us today.
Thank you, Derry.
You know, I was talking to Deborah just minutes ago, and this is the first time we've ever visited. I visited with Greg in detail many times, so we understand what's going on here, understand one another very well. But Deborah, just moments ago we were talking, and she was telling me a story, and she was just getting really involved into the punchline, and I said, hey, stop right there. This is too good to waste over the telephone. Let's do it on the air. Now, here's the deal, and Deborah, I'm going to ask you a question before we go any further. Who wrote this regulation about milk and butter made at home? Is that a state thing, or was that a county, or who was that?
That was the State of Virginia Department of Agriculture.
State of Virginia Department of Agriculture. Now, let me tell you what this was. They'd never get something like this passed through the state legislature. I mean, as goofy as most legislatures are, they'd be smarter enough not to pass this. Where do these state workers come from? I have no idea. But they wrote a regulation. Now, tell me if I'm right now, Deborah, that if you own a cow and you milk the cow, you are not allowed to drink the milk or make butter or cheese from the product because you are not a licensed dairy. Is that right?
Well, you could drink the milk, but you could not make butter or cheese even for your own consumption unless you met the requirements of a Class A dairy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Now, go from there.
Well, we presented to the department that was crazy, and they would not listen to us, and so we went to the governor. He would not meet with us, and so he signed the regulation. So at the General Assembly, we had to present a bill exempting us so that we had permission to legally use the milk from our own animals to make butter, cheese, whatever, for our own consumption. And as we were in the process of this bill being voted on, one of the state senators said, well, isn't this a little bit like asking for permission to watch the sunrise? And we said, yes. So we had to get a bill passed in order to retain permission to use our own milk for our own consumption to make butter and cheese. So for 6 months between when the regulation was signed and when the bill went into effect, we were all criminals.
Now, can you believe in a free, you know, this is the greatest, freest country in the world, right? I'll bet in any other country you can make butter and cheese from your own milk and eat it at home. You know, I mean, this is so ridiculous. Now, you tell me a little bit about VICFA. Let me read your mission statement and goals first. Our purpose is to promote and preserve unregulated direct farmer-to-consumer trade that fosters availability of locally grown or home-produced food products.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Well, as most people know, it's a crime for farmers to make products on their own farm, like sausage or bacon or cheese, and sell it directly to a consumer unless they meet the regulatory requirements that are imposed on industrial agriculture, which is, of course, unfeasible for most small farmers. And we believe that that is a fundamental right that has been usurped by the state, and it is our mission to restore that right, to restore the right of consumers to purchase the food that they want from farmers of their choice. And to that end, we educate people and we lobby very hard at the General Assembly. We have had to take on other battles, of course, like the NAIS, because if that goes through, everything's lost. There won't be any small farms to work for. So we had to take on a crazy bill a year ago. We called it the Stupid Bird Bill.
What was the Stupid Bird Bill?
Well, I called it the Stupid Bird Bill. The General Assembly didn't call it that.
Oh, really?
They called it the Avian Flu Bill.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of hysteria around avian flu at the time, and they were trying to get a bill passed that would have allowed the Department of Agriculture carte blanche permission to write any regulations they wanted about live bird markets. Well, there are no live bird markets in Virginia, so the way they defined it was any place where birds were commingled. Well, that could be your backyard. So we had to go down there and had a bitter, bitter battle to get that language changed in order to protect all the poultry owners in Virginia, because they could have written regulation that said you may not house your birds out of doors.
You see, here's the thing, and I know a little bit about the poultry industry. We have Cargill right here in our backyard, and most of the poultry, of course, today, except for a few backyard flocks, is under contract to Tyson, Cargill, one of the major multinational corporations. And these major multinational corporations hate backyard flocks. And they have convinced everybody that all of the problems come. If there's an outbreak of any kind of a disease, hey, it's this guy out here, it's a couple of fighting roosters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. In Virginia in 2002, there was an outbreak of low pathogenicity avian flu, and they carted off 1,000 tractor-trailer loads of confinement operation birds into the landfill. Now, they scoured the countryside and did not find one single outdoor bird that had this strain of the flu, and they still tried to blame it on outdoor birds.
They always do.
With no evidence. None.
Hey, when you hear music in the background, that means a commercial is coming on. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Most people have heard the term sustainable development.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Deborah Stockton. She is the editor for the Virginia Independent Consumers and Farmers Association. And with Greg Neuendorf, who, of course, had his little run-in with the Michigan Department of Agriculture over TB testing his cattle herd. I'm going to stay with you for just a few more minutes, Deborah. You were talking about the chickens that one of the major, I can't remember what company you said it was, or maybe you didn't, where they had these chickens where we have tens of thousands of them in houses, and they had to go to a landfill with them because of avian flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't find anything. Did they go out then and test the farm flocks?
Oh, yeah. They scoured the countryside, and testing lots of birds that were outdoor, both wild birds and domestic birds, and they did not find one single outdoor bird that had that strain of avian flu, that had any avian flu.
Now, you know, it seems like you're a real off-the-wall nut to say these things, but it's my contention that the government, and it's the federal government here, but the state governments do anything that the feds say because they have signed memorandums of understanding. Are you familiar with MOs?
I'm not.
Well,
I am.
Yeah, you are, Greg. A memorandum of understanding. A good example is the local sheriff. The local sheriff is the legal authority or the authority over all matters concerning the police work in any state, any county. In his county, he has authority over highway patrolmen or anyone else. Now, Greg will vouch for that because your local sheriff kept the highway patrolman off of your property, did they not?
That's exactly right.
Okay, now here's what happens. The government will come in and offer And our sheriff bragged about how, hey, I got, I don't know, how many $100,000 for traffic control. Well, once he does that, he signs a memorandum of understanding. And when he does that, he signs away his rights as the authority as far as the sheriff's jobs in the county. And this is happening all over the country. So the departments of agriculture, hey, they take this money from NAIS, so they feel like they've got to do what the government tells them to. And legally, I guess they do if they've signed these memorandums of understanding. Now, let's go back to what I started to say a moment ago. The feds want avian flu or some kind of a major pandemic, they call it.
Emerging diseases.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Emerging diseases. That's what they call it.
Emerging diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want to see this so that they can then come out with their martial law. Because if you go back, and we've been talking about this for 2 or 3 years now, when this first thing about avian flu cropped up, they were talking about being able to quarantine entire states, maybe entire areas of the country. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Find out why the makers of VF Weight Loss are giving...
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. Have either of you, either Deborah or Greg, seen the letter that was written by Joel Salatin to Ms. Patrick?
Oh, yes. I'm the one who's... Yeah,
go ahead, Debbie.
Well, Joel Salatin is one of the founders of the Virginia Independent Consumers and Farmers Association. And he is the one who's really had the vision for what unregulated direct trade should be. In fact, he has just written a superb book called Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. And it just lays out beautifully why regulations on small farmers for this kind of trade just don't make any sense at all. Why they are a complete failure.
Anyway, he has written a letter to Ms. Patrick. Now, Ms. Patrick, I think you know Ms. Patrick pretty well, do you not, Greg?
Oh, Oh, yes, Bridget. Gotten to know each other a little bit.
Okay, explain what her job was on your property.
Handling the media. That's her job. She's public relations.
Is that all she does?
This TB eradication program. Oh, she's likely got other duties that I'm not aware of.
Okay, well, anyway, Joel, he writes her this letter. Hello, Ms. Patrick. The actions you have taken against Greg Neuendorf illustrates very well that the terrorists most to be feared are not foreign but domestic. I do not use the word lightly. Our family lost a farm in Venezuela in 1959 and 60 during the junta to oust Perez Jimenez. And though I was only 4 when we fled the guerrillas who took over the farm, I remember the terror of a quiet and peaceful life turned upside down by thugs who had no respect for deeds, ownership, or personal privacy. Our livestock and land were expropriated, and we lost all our equity, savings, and livelihood. Your actions show that you have nationalized Neuendorf's herd of cows and taken over his livelihood, private property, and equity. Whether the agents of such atrocities are officially government-sanctioned or part of a coup does not change the result to the person being bullied and victimized. It doesn't really make any difference whether the perpetrator wears a pinstripe suit or camouflage. The outcome is the same. The world is watching your actions to see if you will follow civilized, respectful behavior or if you will exhibit the disrespect and pseudoscience that so often amplifies the government agents manipulated by agendas from higher corporate or global powers. I beg you to reconsider your actions in this case, to realize that truth seldom is mainstream, and to appreciate that the biggest difference between free countries and tyrannies is how the government treats the minorities.
Barry?
Yes.
With that kind of support, all I have to do is watch this happen.
Go ahead.
Well, just stop and think about it. It's a pretty amazing series of events that have taken place here. People are starting to wake up. I'm getting support that is... something that I've, let's just say, I've dreamed and imagined all my life.
I'm looking at an article in newswithviews.com, just came out this morning, written by Greg Evenson.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I don't believe so.
Okay, he is a he's a retired highway patrolman. I don't even remember what state he was in. I just pulled out this one paragraph.
Yeah.
But he said, we must support, educate, and work with law enforcement across America to identify and prosecute the real criminals.
Correct.
Who would rob us of our real liberties.
That's right.
He said, those up the food chain that would enslave us just because they can, and just because someone else, like a perverted Janet Reno, says to, must be added to the bad guy list as well. Remember Waco, Ruby Ridge, and the constant excesses of the BATF and the threat of a government that arms poultry inspectors. So he knows a little bit about what's going on here with the Department of Agriculture. He said, don't forget, you're not paranoid if the threat is real.
Mm-hmm. And the groundwork that Debbie and Joel and they're very close associates, and you've heard a little bit of Debbie's story here. It's much bigger if you take the time to find out everything that's happening. But we're kicking off this consumers and farmers concept. We've got key people in a lot of states starting to come forward.
Well, we've got associations forming across the country, and one of them was inspired directly because of Greg's actions. There's a fellow that wrote to me from Wisconsin saying that he wanted to start a group like this in Wisconsin, and we now have groups either in or started in Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Wisconsin.
We're laying the groundwork for this to have a national organization also.
Well, we've actually formed. VICFA has just voted to form the National Independent Consumers and Farmers Association, NICFA.org. precisely to be an umbrella for this national movement, and these other small groups that are forming in the states are affiliates under this.
Yeah, I would encourage people to check out the article in the recent, you can go online and do this, Northern Express by Ann Stanton.
Okay, let's go to Northern Express after this commercial break. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Rose to a fresh nominal peak Tuesday on ETF buying, then eased on profit taking into the close. Gold closed in New York up 30 cents to $757.20 an ounce. Silver fell 21 cents to $13.53. The market is well positioned in coming months to close in on the 800 mark, reports Reuters. Investors have bought 2.7 million ounces of gold through exchange traded funds in the past 5 weeks, says Bloomberg. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime. They take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers. They're good people. They wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks. I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread cow, cow-calf pair, bread heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's October the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Weeks Farm is selling all their cattle. A complete dispersal, 155 head, including 60 4-to-6-year-old spring calvers, 30 2-to-3-year-old spring calvers. They'll be black and black baldies, and there'll be a few Charolais crosses. Now, several have calves by their side, but most of this year's calves has already been sold. The 5 black herd bulls will sell also. Other consignments include David Pfeiffer's 50 black and black baldy 3-to-6-year-old fall calvers. Knapp Farm is selling over 50 head of spring calvers. Guerin's Cattle Company will be in with 40 black and black baldy spring calvers. And McKellen Farms is selling 25 head of crossbred cows. Practically all these offerings are bred to Angus bulls, and that's for the special cow sale coming up this coming Saturday, October the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, just when he was used to yesterday, along comes today, Derry Brownfield.
And we are back. Going into the commercial break, Greg, you were talking about the Northern Express. What was this?
It's a weekly paper put out in Traverse City, Michigan. And the writer for that, Ann Stanton, has done a superb article, and it's going to be on our website.
Give us your website, Greg.
Debbie?
Well, the NICFA.org website will be posting it, and I think that's what Greg's referring to.
We're just in the process of setting this up. We're still in the organizing.
Okay, you said the VICFA.org. org?
Well, there's two different. There's VICFA, which is the state group, and then there's the national association we just formed, and that's NICFA with an N.
Oh, spell that.
NICFA.
N-I-X-A?
No, N-I-C.
Okay, N-I-C.
F as in farm.
F-A. A.
Dot org.
Okay.
Yeah.
NICFA.org,
okay.
And we will be posting that article, a link to that article.
Okay.
And I'd like to add here that our state affiliates are going to be self-supporting, and we want them to have the freedom to organize as they feel fit. But the national organization is going to be funded by private sources. It'll be not connected to the state organizations as far as funding goes.
Okay, Greg, give us a little background on this TB testing, because I'm looking at your article where you say Greg responds to test readings October 12th.
Are you referring to, well, the test was done. The caudal skin test was done last Monday, a week ago.
Okay, what do you call that skin test?
Caudal fold.
Spell that.
Test. It's two words. C-A-U-D-A-L, caudal, fold, F-O-L-D.
Okay.
Yeah. And that test, when it's given, they have to come back and read it 3 days later.
Okay. Now, I have kind of some funny...
That they would come back on, which would be Thursday, and they read that test. They found two responders, okay, to that first test. Then they drew blood... And I was cleared yesterday, so my herd is TB-free. The animals that responded to that first test, were healthy, young, vigorous, two animals. A calf that was born this year, and a heifer from last year, which is going to be getting butchered. Okay, I'm not keeping her in my herd.
Okay, why don't they just do the blood test to start with?
Because the caudal fold skin test is what... they have to keep the program running. 99.5%, 99.75% of the time, that first test is more often than not avian TB, which does not affect cattle or humans. In order to determine whether the animal actually is a TB reactor, they draw blood, or they drew blood on my cattle, and that's what they typically do now. But in the past, they have used the comparative tests in which they shave the neck and put in two inoculations, and then they come back a couple days later and they read it with a caliper and get the thickness of the swelling, and then they compare those two swellings and they graph the results, or they chart, plot the results on a graph.
Okay. All right, now you're saying that these people, they could draw blood and just like we do in brucellosis. All of our brucellosis tests, they just get a blood sample. Hey, they either a reactor or they're positive or they're negative, okay?
The point is that 99.5%, 99.75% of the time, these animals clear the first test. They clear the blood test that I had, like I did. But they use that test as a basis in which to continue the TB testing program. And, of course, there's money that comes from the USDA, because the states are short on money.
So you're saying they use this caudal fold skin test just to justify their existence, is
exactly.
That right?
Exactly.
Okay, now here I have an interesting letter. We have the greatest people in the world listening to this show. This is from a fellow in Iowa. He said, Dear Derry, when I was a kid, they started the TB test on cows. Some farmers said they would resist, so they brought in the National Guard. This is what they tried to do to you, except they were using the Highway Patrol, right?
Well, they were using the state police, and while Lassiter, my sheriff, was running the operation here, there were six state troopers down in the town a mile from my farm, sitting at the emergency unit, medical facility in town. And the emergency medical facility was on standby alert. And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me start over with this letter. This is good. When I was a kid, they started the TB test on cows. Some farmers said they would resist, so they brought in the National Guard, so you had to go along. They, the veterinarians, injected a shot into the cow's tailhead. one of my father's cows kicked the vet and made him mad. Sure enough, a lump showed up on this cow's tail head, and she was one of my father's best cows. He put her out in the pasture. Now, these are milk cows standing in stanchions, right?
Yeah.
He put her out in the pasture and got a cow that looked like her and put her back in that stanchion, and the vets didn't know about it. He put her in the same place in the same stanchion at the cow that kicked the vet. The vet came back, and the vet went to the place where he'd gotten kicked and felt and felt and felt, and he could not figure out why. If they injected a bigger dose, it would surely cause a lump. Another family put ice packs on their best cattle until the bumps went down.
Well, it's fun to resist and not cooperate, because the system depends upon cooperation. And they have a kind of a hard time when people start getting clever.
And, you know, if everybody would just stand up for their rights, this is what makes it difficult.
Oh, it's a real simple thing to do, Derry.
Well, it's not all that simple, because they win through intimidation.
True.
You've been around cattle enough to know that oftentimes your boss cow never, ever has to fight. She just looks like she's going to fight.
Well, sometimes she has a little struggle with a bull.
but take, we run a lot of horses together, and you can take an old cranky mare, and she never has to hurt another horse. All she's got to do is lay her ears back and open her mouth and make a charge, and they all run.
She likes to back her rear end up against everybody and push them out of the water tank so she can drink.
Right. So here you have it with these federal, and not only federal, but state and local people do exactly the same thing. They win through intimidation.
Well, you know, Derry, that's one of the important parts of having a large group and why we're encouraging states to form their own organizations, because one thing the state likes to do is to isolate people and then come after them.
We're organized for action.
And there really is a protection when you have a large group of people that you're associated with.
And we're showing people how to do it.
You know, back many years ago, it's been 10 years ago, I guess, we were talking about what goes on in public schools. And when a mother would go to a public school and retaliate, you know, say, hey, I don't like my kid having to, you know, to read all this stuff about homosexuals and this sort of thing. I don't like it. And I want to change. They'll always say, well, you're the only person that ever brought this up. Now, here is interesting enough. We've had experts in the field talk about this. They say, don't go alone. I mean, get hundreds of people that agree with you. Go to your local churches and mention it at church and say, hey, we need a gob of folks to go over to that school board meeting. I mean, fill a room and have standing room only. That changes their... Then you become the intimidator, you see. Now, on the other hand, one mother complained about Christmas lights or something. I don't remember what it was. Just the other day I saw that. One mother, a Muslim, complained, and they changed the whole program. You see, it's all who you are, what you can do, who does the most intimidation.
Yep. I'd like to add something to this, Derry.
Go right ahead.
I had the Department of Agriculture come into my yard with two state policemen on August 21st. I was all by myself. I knew this was going to happen. The tension was building just in the anticipation that I knew this event was going to take place. I had started this a year earlier. Even as long as 2 years ago, I had decided that I was going to do this, and I started preparing myself for it. So when those state troopers came in the yard and tried to enforce the Animal Industry Act of Michigan, I, in a manner that wasn't very pleasant of an experience for them, sent them back to their vehicles and got them on the other side of my property line.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance...
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Greg, you were just about to tell us about when the state troopers came on their very first call, and what happened there?
They didn't have their way with me.
Okay, but how did you handle the situation? Because most people would have wilted, you see.
Would have what?
Wilted. You know, given up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what did you do?
I just realized that I've got the power. It's given to us at birth, Derry.
Well, go on, tell us real quickly, because we're going to run out of time here.
Oh, I just simply said, I think you boys, you better get off my property, because we've got a real serious infraction of the law here. And they knew it. They know. They knew that they were didn't belong on my property.
Did you ask to see a warrant or anything?
They didn't have a warrant.
I know, but did you ask for a warrant?
I didn't have to, because they didn't have one. They knew they didn't have one. Why would I ask for a warrant? The first thing I did is get them on the other side of the property line, and then we had a little talk. And they tried to find me, get me to admit to being in violation of the Animal Industry Act. That's the only way they could deal with me at that point.
You see, now, Paragon, they recommend you don't talk. You say, well, you... certify a letter and send it to me, and I'll send you a certified answer back.
Well, I'll tell you what, I talked to him, and this is exactly the tone of voice and the look in my eye. They realized it didn't take long that they weren't going to accomplish the job.
Okay, let's move along here. Let's go to the telephones. Ed, hi, you're on the air, Ed.
Hi, I wanted to say that my highest compliments, and I'm going to back the organization all I can, but I had a little thing in my mind about the phrase independent, and it has to do with our Declaration of Independence. Now, how can we be in the dependence of the king and deny that the king is in charge? So my suggestion is, why not change it or consider changing it to non-dependent?
Well, we'll take that under advisement.
Please do, and if you could authorize Jeff to give me your phone over the air, maybe we could talk about it a little. I mean, you know, off the air, I'll be happy to talk with you again.
All right, good.
Okay, Jeff, if you want to get his phone number, that'll be fine. Okay, now let's go back to the telephones. How about a gentleman named Charlie? Charlie, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. I'd like to tell Greg a little bit of where his power and authority comes from to stand up against these people. Family farms cannot be allowed in the globalist agenda. The kingdom of Christ, the government that Jesus wants for his people, is community and family-based. The globalist agenda is an assault on the kingdom of Christ. Everything in civilization would be better if it began from the bottom up and not the top down. This is what the whole message of the Bible is about. Globalism operates from the top down. This is why family farms cannot be allowed to exist in the globalist scheme. The individual must give way to collectivism of the socialist one-world agenda. When God's people realize that the local community, the family, is God's plan, and globalism is the enemy's assault on the kingdom of Christ, things can begin to change.
And we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio One the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio One. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio One, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio One, send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Derry Brownfield Show. Before I came to work for Derry, I lived and worked in Trenton, Missouri, home of the only Missouri Day Festival in the state. And you're invited to the 23rd Annual Missouri Day Festival this October 20th and 21st. My favorite part of the Missouri Day Festival is the marching bands. Where else can you go and see a parade and over 30 high school marching bands in one place? Not only that, but there's over 200 craft and food vendors, a car show, a flea market, a baby show, historical tours, dances for young and old, great food, great fun, and admission is free. Trenton, Missouri is located on highways 6 and 65, about 90 miles northeast of Kansas City, 100 miles south of Des Moines. The parade starts at 8:30 Saturday morning, October 20th. The festival's on the North Central Missouri Fairgrounds. For more information, go to TrentonMoChamber.com or call 660-359-4324.
And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move along as quickly as we possibly can. Let me go back to Deborah. Deborah, what do you see here? In you're helping to organize all of this. What do you see in the future?
Well, we have our second annual National Small Farm Lobby Day scheduled for March 5th, 2008. We did the first one this past year in February. And we'd like to invite your listeners to please attend. We will be posting information about it on the website, NICFA.org. This is an opportunity for the small farm community in this country and all the consumers who depend on them to go to Washington and voice their opinions to the legislators there. So we had a pretty good showing last year. We expect to have a lot more this year. We hope a lot of people will attend.
You know, when Charlie was on the air with us here just moments ago, he's totally correct about the globalist agenda.
Yep.
And private property is not part of that agenda. They cannot have a globalist agenda and having you and I running around out here doing our own thing, growing our own food, helping other people. We've got to all live in sustainable communities. We have to all do and knuckle under whatever the powers that be say. We've seen this happen over and over and over again in other countries, and now they're coming here in the United States as well as Australia and Great Britain. Up until this point, they've been taking the property away in South Africa and places, and you say, you know, that doesn't make any difference. Well, it does make a difference. Now, I guess, and I don't, I didn't know the man until we were just talking here a moment ago, but Joel, you knew him, right, Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk about what happened when he was in Venezuela?
He has spoken of it, and it certainly has affected his how he sees the world now and the choices he makes.
You know, I have seen this. I talk to a lot of people, and we get calls when we're not on the air. And I've had older people that went through the Hitler era of Germany, and they'll say, "Derry, look, it's happening right here. I was just a little kid, but I remember how they did it."
People up here in northern Michigan, too, Derry, to tell that story.
Everywhere you go, anybody that's been there and done that knows what's happening.
Yep.
We have a member whose family's lost his property in Cuba. We have a woman here who survived the Holocaust, who, when the VDAX people came after her because she makes cheese and sold it at the farmer's market, she said this brings back memories of the Holocaust. Mm. Yeah.
So anyway, and you talk about you couldn't make your cheese. I was talking to a gentleman that works here in our office. He has a son that has chickens that he keeps in the backyard, and they will not, and I said, that's hard for me to believe. They won't let him sell eggs. I say they, meaning the authorities, will not let him sell eggs, farm fresh eggs, at the farmer's market. Now, I've never heard of that before. I thought that's what farmers' markets were for, but he says no, because they're not graded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I mean, you can just see just a little here, a little bit there, and so it goes. So,
well, that's why it's real important for people to take a position, for people to organize a group within their state. Real important.
Greg, what's your next step? We've got about a minute before the end of the show. They've already tested your cows. You're already, and I'm sure you now have an NAIS number, farm number, right?
Well, they think they do.
Well, you never would sign anything, I'm sure.
Don't sign papers. Don't give them your signature. Make them go through the work. I made them do all the work when they came on my property, and they found out what it was like chasing after cattle through a woodlot. I do it on horseback.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't. Out here in this country, they'd have hired some team ropers, and they'd have brought them in a hurry. But anyway, hey, we're just about out of time. So, Deborah, it's been good having you as a guest on the Coalition. Greg, it's also been good to visit with you again. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread cow, cow calf.